This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Mivas. The U.S. is pulling out of a nuclear arms treaty that's been a centerpiece of post-Cold War arms control. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was the first measure to ban an entire class of weapons, ground-launch cruise missiles with a specific range. President Trump says Russia's been violating it for too long, and the U.S. has given Moscow plenty of time to change.
Tomorrow that time runs out.
That's when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will suspend its own treaty obligations. Russia will then have 6 months to fully comply. If it doesn't,
the treaty will terminate.
NATO says it backs the move, but some analysts worry that could spark a new arms race. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's confidant Roger Stone is due back in court Friday afternoon in the special counsel's Russia investigation, just 3 days after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges of witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
After entering a plea of not guilty earlier this week, Roger Stone held a news conference yesterday where he again proclaimed his innocence and maintained there's no dirt to be had on President Trump. Today's court appearance is a status conference, usually a perfunctory proceeding, but it's thought prosecutors may seek a gag order on Stone.
Stone has been outspoken since his indictment, asserting his innocence and criticizing Mueller's team for having him arrested before dawn. The second deadliest Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo marked 6 months on Friday and is moving toward the border city of Goma, which would complicate hope of stopping the spread in the unstable region. Health workers face the threat of attack from rebel groups and resistance from frightened communities. A highly mobile population produced two scares in the past week alone. The outbreak has seen a number of advances, including widespread use of an experimental vaccine and treatments. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Miami, Florida, meeting with Venezuelan exiles as Washington heightens its efforts to oust Nicolas Maduro from the presidency. He's participating in a roundtable discussion at a Spanish-speaking worship center.
As the United States of America, under the leadership of President Donald Trump, stands with the people of Venezuela and stands for a free Venezuela.
Pence is also meeting with community leaders, former elected officials, and Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott to talk about the political crisis. The Trump administration has backed opposition leader Juan Guaido as he declared himself interim president of the South American country. U.S. Senator Cory Booker is looking to challenge President Trump in next year's election. The New Jersey Democrat announced his candidacy on Friday by calling into three radio shows popular with Black and Hispanic listeners. Booker is the second Black candidate in a primary field that's already historically diverse. He says he wants to unite a deeply polarized nation around a common purpose. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has declared there will be no wall money in any compromised border security deal, as she and President Trump signaled that congressional negotiators may never satisfy his demands for his wall proposal. A bipartisan panel is negotiating to keep the government from another partial shutdown when current funding expires on February 15th. The Labor Department says U.S. employers engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs, the most in nearly a year. The unemployment rate, though, ticked up 4%, but economist Gus Fauché says there's a good reason why.
That's because federal government workers who were furloughed were counted as temporarily unemployed, but I would expect that we'll see the unemployment rate decline again in February now that those workers are back on the job.
One unknown factor is the impact of the shutdown on government contractors who perform a wide range of jobs. Some who were furloughed may receive back pay, but some won't, and that could contribute to a higher unemployment rate and lower job count. Apple says it corrected an embarrassing flaw in an iPhone application. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Apple says it has fixed the FaceTime bug that allowed participants in a group chat to eavesdrop on others. It says it will send out a software update next week to re-enable the app. The bug allowed some users to turn on the microphone of a remote iPhone while using FaceTime. It was discovered by a 14-year-old in Tucson, Arizona, but Apple did not respond until the boy and his mother alerted the tech press. In its statement, Apple thanked the Thompson family and says it takes the security of its products extremely seriously. Warren Levinson, New York.
Starting Friday, girls between the ages of 11 and 17 can participate in the Boy Scouts program, now called Scouts BSA. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.